The cassette or the cassette player?
You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95BFM.
Kristen!
Hello, hello.
You back to right last week's wrongs.
I'm here to enhance them. Last week was not a mistake, it was an experiment. Well, for you, my drink was amazing.
The classic bottle slip. It must happen to bartenders all the time.
Well, especially with those two look exactly alike by the same brand. They're yellow-colored fruit. Bottles.
Quick summary, a pineapple cocktail was instead a banana cocktail, basically. Yeah.
So that's okay because today we're going to make the pineapple one. Mm. And I renamed it, and it's called the Blue Manchu.
That John will like that one because it sounds like his band, what that he likes.
That's right.
You've actually brought in some pineapple juice as well this week.
I did because that's really...
like pineapple juice.
But is there any banana juice?
Are you our new tester? I know, nobody's going to bring
in
banana
juice. Is banana juice available? Banana juice.
You could get a banana, concentrate drop and just strip it into something.
I mean, you can get banana shampoo.
You can do anything if you put your mind to it.
Banana juice.
I think it would just be like banana flavored juice, like maybe a yogurt or a smoothie.
Is that my $1 million
idea?
That's not what we're making today.
You're using the studio's most risky glasses, we should say.
I know. I feel like I like this story because we tell it every week.
The upside down pyramid.
Oops. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're moving around as well.
It's a good thing that we haven't had cocktails yet. So we're filling our favorite glasses with ice, and this is a built drink. Because we don't need to shake it. And you can see the colors change. It's going to be really a pretty drink. As you probably saw last week, because once you start adding, the blue is blue. Once you start adding the lime juice, it starts turning a bit turquoise.
I like it when the colors change.
Did you get to work from home last week, Kristen?
I did. Mm. I did. Yes. I always
Seems
work from home.
Seems a bit stoked about that, actually.
Well, I always work from home.
Okay, great.
Got it. So this is actually a treat to be out of house into the studio. I think I missed being here, so this is a
you
special
catch a ferry
treat.
Over here, don't you?
I sometimes do. Mm. Sometimes I bus over, then ferry back. I make a big circle, right? Because you know the circle of life, the circle of cocktails. That's what.
And that's what the ferry does.
And that is so.
Oh snap! I can see some umbrellas. Saying. I'm just saying.
I know because last week
I didn't
realize
that it's still available.
Still available for you. Anything's available for you.
But
so made out of wood, and
it's good how no one's come after them. How you know they can't have straws, kind of thing. But they're all good. They've they've scooped
just,
under
just
the radar.
Just made of cardboard. Not one little bit of plastic on here. Just some cardboard.
Okay, all right. So
same
here's
place fireworks is made. You reckon?
Plus, you can reuse them. Yeah, you can use them for a couple different drinks. So
they're cute as hell. Eh?
Yeah,
that's gonna be a great drink with
they're
that.
It's so
isn't
fun.
It?
Well, yeah,
it's
hopefully.
A toothpick as well. They've rounded the ends up.
Yeah, see, so you can put it in. If we had fresh pineapple, we could put it in there. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to build
maybe
it.
Or a slice of banana.
No, that's for last week. You missed your chance of having sliced banana in your cocktail. Who's had that? I have not.
You're pouring Bacardi in.
I'm pouring Bacardi in. Okay, so it's going to be.
You're free pouring.
I am free pouring.
Hey, we're
and
on
I'll
a
tell,
boat.
And
we're
I'll
on
tell
a boat.
You why, because I forgot to get the. I forgot to pick up the thing from out there, the jigger. Mm. Okay, so here's what we're gonna do. We're just gonna be really careful. We're gonna just give it a second pour. So you're gonna do equal amounts of rum, pineapple, and blue curacao, and lime. Actually, it's gonna be four equal ingredients. Okay, so here we go. One, two, three, we're pouring it in. Four, that's the Bacardi rum, which is a good mixer. It's just a good basic rum for everybody.
I'm coming around to Bacardi, actually. Last few weeks of Bacardi.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here we go. Pineapple. Everybody can see it's pineapple. Hooray.
I don't
want
to smell Bacardi, to be honest.
Nice. Superior
well, not when pineapple and not when the pineapple and the triple sec smells so much better, right?
Yeah.
All right, there we go.
That's what one's that one?
That's the pineapple. Then we have the blue curacao, which we have a backup
bottle.
We've got a
flat Bacardi bottle and a little round Bacardi bottle. What is the different purposes here? One's for the back pocket, the other one's sort of the center console.
One's like $10, one's $20.
Drive safe and don't drink and drive.
I think it's because I wanted to bring a little bottle in, not a full bottle.
It didn't smell like what I thought it would. Pineapple's got a bit of a tang to it.
Well, it is a liquor, so. Okay, ooh, we just have enough.
I love how every single drink has blue curacao in it.
What are you going to do when you... Oh, we just ran out of
blue curacao. No, I brought a backup. It's a good thing I brought a backup, though.
Like, literally, in that moment, the last drop was going...
Glub, glub, glub. Okay, here we go with the lime juice.
If you're doing a mock, you would use blue Powerade, wouldn't you?
Did the pineapple really go in?
Or you can just use food coloring. What?
Oh, did you put the pineapple in?
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can, if you're making a mocktail, you can either use, well, I just use blue food coloring, but be really careful because it makes everything blue and it doesn't go away.
You're putting the lime juice in like real carefully.
I am.
Gingerly.
Because you don't want it to fly in, right?
There's more blue curacao.
That's the backup. That's what I brought.
Is that another place?
I travel with it.
That one smells a little sweeter than the other one.
Mmm, probably a little bit newer. And then we're going to do...
what are you saying?
I'm
saying I just bought it. And I know that one's been in there. Even if it's a week, it's still newer, right?
That's fair.
Okay, then you're going to double up on the pineapple juice. So we're going to give it a little bit extra. Now, this is up to you. I know, Johnny, do you want to try yours without the pineapple juice first?
No, I'm keen on the pineapple juice.
But here's... Well
go. We're going all in on the pineapple this time.
Yeah.
We're raising our memories of banana.
And you can see that, you can see the blue is kind of settling at the bottom, so it does look like a lava lamp. Yeah. Way to go.
Hey.
Now, we can try them like this, and then you can top it off with soda water if you want to, but I, without it, tastes really good. It's like a real, it's like an immersive experience. And you want to get your little umbrella? So, Sam,
take
you get an umbrella
for
too?
Social media.
Oh, the umbrella just is, you know.
Look at that.
It's kind of got an icebergy vibe about it. Like, the top is just the ice. Certainly.
The BFM phone, the star of many photos here on BFM.
Here you go.
Just get the shot, John. I'm just grabbing the drink.
Man. No, look at me now.
And I happen to have umbrellas at the house because whatever you're drinking, you should always use a fancy glass and an accoutrement. That's the only French I know.
Huge victory.
How's that? Kind of swirl it around like this?
I like to squint excessively when I have my sips. Anyone else?
Do you?
Yep. I like to beady eye. Sometimes I also like...
Oh my gosh, that's a winner.
You know a baby with a bottle where you kind of like are drinking it and you're doing the side-to-side eye? I like to do that as well. Like you just... It's almost like
right?
The baby's in prison or something.
Or like the Felix, like the cat watch, the cat clocks that go click,
yeah,
tick,
it's just like,
tick, like
you're
that.
Keeping, oh,
yeah.
You're aware of your surroundings.
It's
your
good.
Peripheral strong.
It's great.
This is a solid drink. So the pineapple juice really
it's great.
Does cut the booze so that you can enjoy it. Like it'll get like and just keep swirling it like this because the blue kind of lands at the bottom. But it's good because
it's a lot of swirling going on.
Because there's the blue curacao with the orange, the lime which is the citrus, and then the pineapple juice kind of wraps it all together.
Oh, I've inverted my umbrella. I've taken it to the next level.
Did you? Oh, now it's like a flower.
Okay. Don't get my hand. Mm. I need to cut my fingernails, John.
This is. We can. They, you know what? They are better with the up. And it kind of can be a lid in case you're outside, and so that
not better, different.
No bugs will go into your drink. Hey, cheers, everyone.
Kind of goes in your nose a bit now.
Welcome back. Level two. Let's hope for level one very soon.
Hopefully we get some more sunny weather. Some nice hot days in the sun.
Mmm.
That's
what
this... Looking out at the beach.
Yeah, this was what it thinks about, right? Like, who... Autumn or fall? Who, right?
What was it called again? Something Chew.
Blue Man Chew.
Hey.
Almost as good as the banana one.
Very nice. Thank you, Kristen.
Almost as good. That was an 8. This is a
8.5. You're back.
Hey, cheers.
You're back on track after John's...
We're gonna play this Liquid Sky after this.
Sure thing, John. Sure thing.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.